Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me. This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. Hey, you guys. Welcome back to the podcast. So excited to have you here. Thanks for tuning in. So today we're going to explore the idea that to-do lists, they might not be the productivity boosters that you think they are. You heard me. They may not be the productivity boosters that society claims them to be. In fact, I'm going to argue that they actually do more harm than good. And we're going to talk today about the downsides of those meaningless, traditional to-do lists, and I'm going to give you actually an alternative approach that I do that is going to lead to greater productivity and satisfaction. And who doesn't want to feel more productive and satisfied? I do. So many of us rely on those lists to manage our daily tasks and responsibilities. You know, those checklists that we have on the wall, on our computer, on our phone, on our fridge, they're everywhere. They're surrounding us every which direction we are. We create these long lists of items of things we want to accomplish, whether it be work-related projects, personal errands, family things to do. Like it's constant overwhelm of things that need to be done, even grocery lists, like so many things that is surrounding us of things that aren't done and we need to check off items as we complete them. And our brain, when we look at them, is going, oh my gosh, I have so many things to do. Oh, am I going to have enough time? What if I don't get this done today? And we start kind of overanalyzing, you know, okay, I can get this done and then I can get that done. And our brain just goes into this spiral of overwhelm. And suddenly you don't feel like doing it because we're wired to seek out pleasure and avoid pain. That is how our brains are wired. And the problem with traditional to-do lists is that they don't take into the account of that's how our brains work. When we're checking off items, we get that dopamine release, and that's the feel-good chemical in our brains. And this dopamine hit, it's addictive, and it causes us to feel really good and accomplished, and we feel like we're on top of the world, and essentially we want to do more. So why would we, you know, have these traditional to-do lists where we have to check things off only to feel accomplished? Like, we're accomplishing things even if it's not on our list. Did you get out of bed? Check it off your list. Like, you got out of bed. Congratulations. It's a great day. You got out of bed. Like, some of those days, you just don't want to do that. Am I right? But you got out of bed. You made coffee. You made breakfast. You got to work. You, like, there's tiny little things that aren't on those to-do lists that really you should be checking off because you're doing them. So when we have these to-do lists, what is happening is we're creating a sense of overwhelm and unnecessary stress in our lives. We see that long list and our tasks and tasks in our brains, they go into overdrive. They're trying to figure out how we're going to get all this stuff done. Do we have enough time? And when that happens, chances are you're going to get like paralyzed with anxiety and feel overwhelmed. And you just, next thing you know, you're not even doing the list because you don't know where to start. You don't know where to start. You can't bring yourself to start any of the tasks because you have so many things that you want to get done that you just don't know where to start. And your brain doesn't know how to analyze this list and go, okay, I should get this done. But I really need to get this done. But this has to be done. It doesn't know how to Analyze what needs to be done, what's low value, what's high value, what's more challenging in order to move us forward. It's like we're wired to seek out the pleasure and not the pain. Looking at to-do lists most of the time is providing us unnecessary pain. Why would we do that to ourselves? Like, don't do that. So what I'm going to share with you today is there's an alternative, you guys. And this is what I do with my life, and I freaking love it. It has helped me so much with my life, with my business, and just everything in general. And it is something that I like to call the I'm done list. So what it is instead of creating a to-do list, you're making a list of everything that you've accomplished during the day. So when I mentioned, like, I got out of bed, write it down. I made coffee, write it down. Like, whatever it is that you feel like you should write down to make yourself feel like you've accomplished something, write it down. Nothing is too small. It can be anything from big projects to small tasks, from work-related accomplishments to personal achievements to just anything. Anything really. Like, you brushed your teeth, write it down. Like, there's no rules on what you can write down on this I'm done list. And that's the great thing about it is the beauty of the I'm done list is it focuses on what you've already accomplished rather than what you need to do. And this shift in perspective, it's incredibly empowering. It feels so good when you're able to look back on your day and go, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe all the things I've accomplished. I can't believe how much I accomplished today." And it feels good, you guys. It feels good to have that positive feedback, and it's insanely motivating to look at that list. And well, let me tell you this one thing. When you're looking at that list and you keep completing that list, naturally, you're going to start tackling those challenging tasks that you wouldn't have done had you just done a to-do list. Like that, say, ugh, I don't even know. You know what your tasks are. I don't want to think about my icky tasks. That's for my I'm done list later. But you know what those tasks are that you don't want to do that would normally cause you pain. You're gonna get them done by doing this I'm done list naturally, because the more things you do, like, the days they say, make your bed, you're gonna be more productive, you're already accomplishing something for the day. I used to think that was bull crap until I started doing it. It's so true. Start your day with making your bed. It makes you feel very accomplished. You've already done something, you've already checked off something off your list, and this list does the exact same thing. So, anyways, that's kind of what I wanted to share with you guys today is just how powerful I'm done lists are and how so out these stupid to-do lists are. I hate them. I hate them. I hate them. I hate them. And I find they create more anxiety and they negatively impact your mental health, whether, you're realizing it or not, they impact you negatively. They're doing more harm than good. And why do that to yourself if you can start focusing on the things you have done and have that shift in perspective, feel accomplished, have that sense of satisfaction and pride of things you've already done? Like, do that instead, rather than creating a sense of overwhelm and, focusing on easy tasks over challenging ones. Like, it's counterproductive. It's counterproductive. So why would we do that? So instead, I highly recommend creating an I'm done list. Celebrate your accomplishments. Build that momentum for your future success and give it a try. See how it helps with your productivity and see how satisfied you feel. And let me know. Like, I would love to hear if you give this a try. Let me know. Tag me on Instagram at She Blooms Faithfully. Let me know if you're doing this. Like, let me see your I'm done list. I want to see those bad boys. I want to see all the amazing things that you've accomplished and you're like, holy crap, I can't believe I just did that today. I want to see those lists because I know you can do it and you're going to feel so good and wish that you started this sooner. So that's what I have for you guys today. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day, your evening, your weekend, your week, whatever it is, whenever you're watching this. And As always, if this episode impacted you in any way, shape, or form, like, please leave a review. It helps other people find the show. It helps other people, you know, figure out what this show is really truly about and how it can impact their life as well. So it helps so much. Anyways, I love you guys. God bless you. And I will see you around later. If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at She Blooms Faithfully. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.